Governor Ben Ayede has been able to put in together core security measures to ensure that our people remain safe and even visitors into the state. The homeland security is more of a door-to-door security apparatus that ensures that you can call the next minute, just a few minutes away, and you find the homeland security at your doorstep. It's basically the first door-to-door security apparatus in Nigeria. But talking about the kidnapped Chinese internationals, we did not expect that if there was adequate cover or perhaps information, that would have happened. Perhaps the nationals themselves maybe took for granted the fact that they were already on ground and there was some level of familiarity with the people, and perhaps almost took for granted the fact that an investment on their security. If they had the number of security men on the ground, but for the one or two that they had and one was killed, I am sure that if they had taken it for granted, maybe this would have happened. It's unfortunate, and we take the blame as a government.
Has the state government, the Cross River State Government, launched a rescue operation vis-a-vis deploying the security apparatus to seek to rescue these abducted workers?
I can tell you authoritatively that yes, that has been done. We have launched a rescue mission on getting back those nationals in their best form, unhurt, and coming back as safe as possible. We have engaged the community boys around the area because we believe that there is nothing that can happen around that particular area without some of the boys having a fair knowledge of those who did it. So we are engaging the community people. We have also engaged the security agencies are top on their toes. The search is ongoing. Parts have also been deployed through the creek and possible hideouts for kingpin. We expect we have started getting some relevant information from our search party.
Has any group or individuals admitted responsibility, or have they confessed? Has anybody or any group claimed responsibility for the abduction of these Chinese workers?
Well, not any group has come out. You know, the level of kidnap in our state, because it's very minimal, we haven't gotten to that point of insecurity where abduction will be made and a group of people will come out to say, we are taking responsibility, we are saying we are the ones who did it. No, it hasn't been narrated to that level. I think government will move in clearly, not just to get you, but to destroy and seize every property that is gotten out of this EOL. So, yes, no team has come out, and they can never, because Cross River State has not been generated to that level. These are just pockets of very few cases in our state, and we are doing everything humanly possible to nip it in the bud.
So how is the government reassuring residents of Cross River State or citizens of Cross River State that this kidnapping that has occurred might not happen again, particularly because of measures your administration has implemented to nip it in the bud, as you said?
I think one of the critical directives His Excellency the Governor, Senator Professor Ben Ayede, has issued is that they must re-engage or perhaps re-energize the Cross River State Homeland Security. Recruitment is already ongoing for more personnel, and the governor has also promised that he is going to release more vehicles for the Homeland Security, the door-to-door security, which is the Cross River State Homeland Security. So as I speak with you, more personnel are being recruited into the Cross River State Homeland Security. More vehicles are going to be released, especially from the COVID-19 convoy. Now that it looks like everything is bowing down on COVID-19, there may be an immediate need to convert some of the, out of the 100 vehicles that were bought for the COVID-19 vaccine, there may become an immediate need for us to convert some of the COVID-19 vehicles for use by the Cross River State Homeland Security. And so now that the federal government has kind of heeded to our cry by extending the hand save on Operation Delta State to Cross River, we expect that the creeks will be safer through the Ekang border, through the Bakassi end, and then through also the Esubutan where you have the quarry. So clearly, they will be working alongside with the expanded frontiers of the Cross River State Homeland Security, and by the grace of God, we will have this to meet. We have about 14 exit and entry points into in and out of our state. these entry points have been re-energized, exit points have been re-energized, and the governor has given a marching order for full policing, both of the conventional Nigerian police and the members of the Nigerian Civil Defense Corps, and also working together with the community vigilantes.